mataifa pobwino ule tutu mataifa pobwino ala twali sofolola etu zedi mulandu wine tuitungire jisedi jashi nikayedi mumapite ka festi wila kwana
mapi. We are Lusaka's number one.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Former Zambian ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, urges government to maintain its strong diplomatic and bilateral relations with other countries. 395 women aged 15 to 68 undergoing literacy education in Livingston. In international news, Kabila faces 24 billion United States dollars claim in DR Congo treason trial. And in sports news, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda reach quarterfinals.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Suilan Jimalinga. Former Zambian ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, says Zambia needs to maintain strong diplomatic and bilateral relations with all global partners, including Europe, China, and the United States. Speaking on the Power FM Breakfast Show, Ambassador Mukwita said Zambia has enjoyed long-standing ties with China and other states since independence, stressing that the country still needs their economic backing. He explained that diplomacy is about dialogue, acknowledging differences and working through them in order to preserve relations. Ambassador Mukwita further noted that Zambia cannot afford to cut ties with China because of the debt it owes, but instead must continue engaging to sustain cooperation. In another development, a call to have recycled politicians retire and replacing them with fresh blood continue. Opposition Democratic Union, DU President Akim Anthony Njovu, has cautioned youthful leaders aspiring for public office. Mr. Njovu has at the same time encouraged more youths to take interest in the country's affairs. He stated that the future of Zambia belongs to young people with a vision. The opposition leader says he was more than ready to work with all young people seeking to see meaningful change in Zambia. He, however, expressed concern that some youths aspiring for leadership positions have shown that they have no plans whatsoever. In another development, Livingstone District Education Secretary Billy Milimo says the district has 21 youth and adult literacy centres with over 500 learners, of which 395 women aged 15 to 68. Speaking during the commemoration of Literacy Day in Livingston, Mr. Milimo underscored the importance of adult literacy, stating that it was the reason why the district is calling for digital literacy to be included in the national curriculum. He has, however, warned that failure to include digital literacy in national curriculum risk adult learners being left behind in today's fast-changing digital world. Mr. Milimo was speaking through District Standards Officer Nsamwana Luvamba. He said that literacy today is more than reading and writing, stressing that it also requires skills to access, analyze, and use digital information. He added that digital literacy is already transforming life. Children learn online before being enrolled in school. Farmers use mobile apps for weather updates and market prices, and small businesses grow through social media. Speaking at the same event, Education Standards Officer for Open Learners, Jafar Malawo, urged the community to support literacy centers. Meanwhile, local businessman Ivan Senete encouraged men to return to school as adult learning centers have been made available. And a learner, Nolia Simakalanga, who has progressed to grade 7, said literacy programs had given her a second chance and encouraged others to join. In another development, government has unveiled a bold plan to transform Luapula into Zambia's richest province by harnessing its mineral wealth responsibly. This announcement came at the opening of the 7th Luapula Alternative Mining Indaba held at Sali Lodge, where government officials, traditional leaders and mining stakeholders agreed on the way forward. Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa said the province is endowed with mineral wealth, which he underscored must make the province the richest in the country. The two-day event focused on local value addition, environmental protection and community empowerment. Meanwhile, Chief Mabumba, speaking on behalf of the Luapula Chiefs Council, commended President Hichilema for supporting artisanal mining licenses, but stressed the need for transparency and respect for traditional leadership. Land remains the foundation of our freedom, justice and identity, he said. And Gilbert Kalombo of Civil Society for Poverty Reduction called for fair revenue sharing to benefit local communities, while Ms. Nsama Kearns, Executive Director for Care for Nature Zambia, highlighted environmental damage and poor worker safety, urging formalization of mining operations. In international news, civil parties in the treason trial, former president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, are demanding tens of billions of dollars in repatriation. They say this is in compensation for the violence they had experienced at the hands of rebels in the mineral rich east of the country. We monitored African News. Still in international news, as West African countries continue to be flooded by unregulated sexual stimulants, there are growing concerns about the health risks faced by the men who use them. A New York Times reporter has found that products claiming to be 100% natural herbal remedies to improve virility are resulting in serious consequences. These artisanal drugs are leaving men drooling uncontrollably, suffering from migraines and life-threatening erections, and facing a higher risk of heart attacks. Public health officials in Ivory Coast found that so-called sexual stimulants, like the beverage Atote, contains a drug commonly known as Viagra, but at levels 8 times higher than the recommended dose. The pills are manufactured in India and smuggled into the country, where they are crushed and mixed with other ingredients to form a drink which is sold at $1.50 domestically. Available on Amazon and even Walmart, it is sold for $15 in France and $20 in the United States, where they are advertised as 100% natural, though the ingredients are not listed on the bottle. The United Nations says up to half of the drugs in West Africa are unregulated and resulting in an estimated 500,000 deaths a year, with sexual stimulants like Atote the most frequently reported. The delayed 2024 African Nations Championship is heading into the last 8, with quarterfinals due to start on Friday. We take a short break and return shortly with this sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status, iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare.
Kaya FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power and what is we FM Lusaka? Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.